Morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Hey, we were just discussing this. What aspect of your football team is not clicking on all cylinders? I know Bill likes to correct things and coach and teach and all that sort of stuff. Kickoff returns, punt returns, your offensive coordinator, Taylor, makes a offensive game plan every week, a secondary that is as good as any in the game. Other than the 11 penalties, what needs fixed on this team, Tom?
Well, I think it's a week-to-week thing. So, you know, you at different times over the course of the year, we've done a lot of things really well, and you really want to all come together on game day. So, you know, I'm sure there's always things we can get better at. It's just not, you know, I thought we did a lot of good things offensively yesterday, but I think, you know, we could have been even better. So you just got to go out there every week, you know, trying to improve and stay sharp and, you know, improve things that, you know, have shown up over the course of the season that we haven't done as well consistently. So, you know, it's great to win. You know, it's, you know, as always, when you win, you know, it's never as good as you think, and it's never, when you lose, it's never as bad as you think. And I think we'll go in, you know, today and watch the film and talk about all the things that, you know, we could do better. So it's, you know, we obviously are, you know, we're playing well. We've had a lot of good things going, and, you know, we're continuing to be tested because, you know, we played a lot of good opponents here the past, you know, bunch of weeks, and now we got another one coming up on Sunday.
Tom, can the quarterback who practices on a daily basis against Revis put into layman's terms what his skill sets are that allow him to be so good? I mean, I'm watching it, and it's just like his anticipation and his ability to mark wide receivers no matter what they do, no matter what their moves, no matter what the route happens to be, seems to be unprecedented. Can you tell us what you see as a quarterback who practices against this guy?
Well, I played against him for a long time.
That's true.
So, you know, we had our fair share of, you know, games against him where you have to, you know, create a game plan to you try to, you know, if you play a team that has a great player on the other side of the ball, you got to do things offensively to try to not allow that guy to make a lot of plays. So, you know, even for me, I'm on the sideline watching, and I see pass after pass going in his direction. And, you know, when we played him, we didn't necessarily do that. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, every team is, you know, chooses what they want to do. And they obviously, you know, don't feel like throwing over there is a big deal, but it's great when they do it because, you know, he's, you know, he covers so well. And I always think the most impressive thing is how he defends passes without getting penalties. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's always a fine line between, you know, just a little pull here or a little tug there. And, you know, I think Reed just does such a great job of, you know, there's contact where it's legal, and then, you know, his hands are off, and he's got such great anticipation and quickness and savvy and ball skills and timing for the ball. And, you know, you may get him once on something, but you'll never get him twice.
Yeah, and Brownner's having a terrific season too, but he hasn't learned that skill yet, playing that kind of defense without getting penalties. He gets penalties, which is fine. Sometimes you just take the penalties, especially with a big physical guy like that. But these two corners, it feels like, Tom, make it so that anything is possible this season. Maybe that's something we didn't see coming, that these two corners just change the game.
Well, it just helps a lot because you play these teams that have, you know, great passing attacks, and then you put great corners out there. You know, not only great corners, but great secondary with
you know,
Devin and Patrick and Kyle and Logan Ryan and Alfonso. And, I mean, they're loaded. We got a lot of guys that can cover. And then our linebackers do a great job in coverage. We get a good rush. I mean, it's fun to watch our defense play, and to not give up a touchdown against that team is pretty awesome. They, you know, they're just they're playing really well, and it's great. It's fun to be a part of, to watch those guys go out there and play the way they're playing. And you know, we just got to keep going. They're going to be tested again this week. They're going against another great offense, so, you know, we're going to have to be at our best.
But, you know, Buck and Aikman were talking about this at the end of the game, that the Patriots, that other teams don't do what Belichick did yesterday with Gray, which is after having the game of his life, he's the biggest story in the country, essentially benches him for being late for practice. You guys understand that those are the rules when you go in? Do you understand, I guess, also that most other teams in the league don't do it like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, those are always, you know, coaches' decisions for, you know, to do certain things. And, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, for everybody involved. You know, you never want to see those things because all these guys are important to us, and Jonas is a big part of our team and, you know, a big part of the reason why we won a huge game in our season. And, you know, you just hate to see someone disciplined, but that's just the way, you know, Coach decided to handle it.
You know, Randy Moss thinks that his one-handed catch with Revis on him, by the way, Revis was reaching for his hamstring, though. I think that's how he managed to beat him. Revis was hurting. But he thinks that catch was better than Gronk's, which is ridiculous, Tom. I don't know. You probably loved them both. But did you happen to see Odell Beckham's catch last night? I think we have a new number one greatest catch in football history.
Yeah, I saw it, and I couldn't believe it. I kind of started laughing out loud. I mean, and ironically, you know, as you know, if you're watching, I'm sure you were, just before that, they were showing all those catches of him in the pregame. And then all of a sudden he did it again. And that's to do it on a ball like that, that was, you know, the ball was almost behind his head.
Yeah.
And it barely even bobbled in his hand. It's like stuck and then just started rolling, and he got it to his body. But that was unbelievable. That guy's going to be a hell of a player.
Did you just go along with Randy because, you know, he was sitting across from you? You don't really think that catch was better than Gronk's, do you?
Randy had two great one-handed catches. He had the one against the Jets, and he had one against Miami where a guy was on him. And we were going toward the lighthouse at home and one day, and he made a phenomenal catch. So, I mean, Randy was, I mean, one of the greatest receivers ever to play the game. He was a game-changing player. You know, every time he took the field, he was, you know, just one of the biggest threats to ever take the field. So, I mean, he was phenomenal.
I always lament that you don't have one of those guys, and these guys, we argue about it. You seem pretty happy with your weapons now. Is that, do we overrate that physical ability to get behind the defense, to take the top off the defense, as Randy liked to say? Is that overrated, and do you just, is it more important that you're all on the same page?
Well, you got, you know, there's always, you're trying to produce and you're trying to score points, and I think you're trying to do that any way you can, so depending on what the strengths of your team are and depending on what we feel is going to be our best, that's what we try to do. And I think it can't be, you know, we're going to try to win the game every way, you know, every game, you know, the same way. People will hone in on that. And I think, you know, you keep throwing it to one player over the course of the whole season, that guy's either going to get worn out, he's going to get hurt. You know, the defense is going to start changing their game plan to stop that particular player. You know, and I think we've done – you know, a good job of always trying to figure out ways to attack teams and keep them off balance, keep our balance, run pass. You know, there's some games where it's more pass heavy. There's some games where it's more run heavy. There's some games by design it's more pass heavy. There's some games where it just turns into that because, you know, that's the way the flow of the game. And vice versa. Some weeks we go on and say, oh, we're going to run a lot. And, you know, and then we do run it a lot. So it's just, it's all a matter of, you know, matchups, and football is a game of matchups. Every week it's a totally new opponent, and, you know, that's why one week doesn't ever carry over to the next week because it's just, it's a pure matchup game, and we've always got to find ways to try to reinvent ourselves, figure out how teams are going to try to play us, and then we got to go out there and try to go out and execute it.
And Tom, with all due respect to you and Gronk, there's nobody more fun to watch on your football team than Edelman. And you've talked at length about his toughness and his drive and his competitive spirit. A particular play I'm interested in talking to you about. Second quarter, Edelman gets crushed on a fake. Very next play, third and six, you go to Edelman. He gets seven for the first down. Do you check with him to see if, like, he's all there in the huddle after that, you know, getting crushed, that you know you can go to this guy and his head's clear enough to catch the ball?
Yeah, I don't know if Julian's ever all there. I think there's a scale with him. I guess he did get. I didn't see when he got crushed.
Oh, he
I
got
heard
crushed.
About it on the sideline because I was throwing the ball and back was turned. But I heard he kind of came around on the fake and the guy just tried to decapitate him.
Hmm.
And then he made a phenomenal catch on that third down play, and he knew two guys were bearing down on him on that play too, and he made the catch. So. I mean, he's so tough. That punt return was one of the best punt returns I've
ever
seen. And, you know, got called back. So he's such a huge player for our team. And his attitude, his work ethic, everything. I mean, he's just, you know, he's He's a phenomenal player.
Hey, in a situation like that punt return, is Chung compelled to go at some point and say sorry, or is it not necessary to say that?
I think everyone feels bad.
Yeah.
You know, he feels bad. It's just one of those things, and you're trying to be aggressive, and you always play to the, you know, to you're always trying to play within the rules, and then. But you don't want to play so far from the rule that you lose any aggressiveness. So you try to block as best you can, and you know no one's trying to get penalties. And they called them pretty tight again yesterday. We had the same crew in Minnesota, and they called 15 penalties. Mm-hmm. Yesterday they called 11. So you know they've called some penalties on us, and you know we gotta if we get that crew again, then we gotta tighten it up.
You obviously don't get the benefit of doing this, but we watched the games yesterday. Even after your game, we're flipping around watching that red zone, and it just feels like, and the numbers back it up, there are more penalties thrown this year. I know it's a director from the league, but from a viewing perspective, it changes the game. I imagine when you're on the field, it changes the flow of it too, no?
Yeah, well, I love it when they go against the defense. I just don't love it when they go against our offense.
Right.
So that's the one for me. We had a couple big plays taken away. And then, you know, we got help a couple plays too, but I'd say for the most part, you got to, you know, although I don't know, Seattle won the Super Bowl last year and they were the most penalized
right.
team in the league. So,
same with the Ravens the year before.
2 years before, yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, coach always talks about them and, you know, you don't want to give away free yards to a team. That's just a bonehead way to play. So, We've been up there in penalties this year more so than I think we've ever been. And they're calling it a little bit tighter. So, you know, the fewer the better, but, you know, it's also you want to be aggressive. You want to go out there and you want to try to dictate what you want to do, blocking, tackling, and throwing, running, catching, all those things. You just don't want any big plays taken away by penalties.
Hey, their center, Dominic Raiola, their veteran center, went after your guys' knees. I believe it was Zach Moore's knees. And he admitted after the game he did it because you guys
didn't
scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
You didn't take a knee at the end. What's your reaction to Dominic Raiola's reaction to you guys scoring there at the end?
I don't know. I didn't really see the play. You know, I think that
he's in trouble. He's going to get fined considerably, I'm guessing, because he admitted he tried to take out Moore's knees.
Yeah. I just think you always got to go out there and protect yourself because, you know, no one's going to, you know, we're not going to quit. You know, they're not going to quit. You know, and then some people get pissed off and then, you know, the emotions get the best of you. So I just think when you're out there, you got to do everything. You can't take any play for granted, and you got to protect yourself. And if someone's going to try to cut you down, then you got to, you know, play it like it's a regular play because, you know, if we're not going to take an E, then, you know, unless they want to stop playing and tell us, look, we'll stop playing, we'll just win, and let's just do that. But that's not the way it goes. You play until the end of the game. You play till there's no time left. And, you know, you just if people don't want to play that way, then you just got to understand the way it is and then play accordingly.
Hey, Tom, in your last 208 pass attempts, you've been sacked twice. You're 11 games into the season. And I know you were listed with an ankle on the injury report this week. Do you feel about as well as you felt 11 games into a season based on the fact that they're protecting you and keeping you upright and pretty clean?
Yeah, they're doing such a great job. I said, you know, after last week's game against Indy, it all starts with those guys and those. You know, the guys up front, Nate, Seabass, and Dan, and Wendy, and Stork, and when Cam's in there, and Marcus, Jordan, I mean, we got a great group of offensive linemen. So you talk about the depth of a secondary. We got, you know, a great group up front who's just smart, tough. You know, talk about guys that can adapt from week to week. You go from running the ball like we did to pass blocking as much as they did, where, you know, when you're run blocking, you can be really offensive. You know, you can power into the defensive line and take on linebackers. And when you're pass blocking, you're basically playing defense all day. They're just, you know, you're going backwards. And so it's just, it's a mentality. And I think our guys never complain about it. They just work their butts off every day to get it right. And, you know, they went out there and they played, you know, one of their best games against one of the best D-lines in the league. And dealing with that D-line is not an easy task. It's a huge challenge, and those guys stepped up to it. So, you know, I couldn't be happier for those guys and everything that they've accomplished over the course of the last couple months. And, you know, this is when it all starts to take shape. This is when, the real good teams start separating themselves and, you know, other teams start, you know, packing it in.
Was the pick just a case of not seeing Enhedabo at all? Was that what happened on that?
Yeah, I was trying to see Gronk, and we just Enhedabo was reading me, and I was just on Gronk too long, and I should have known better. That one probably pissed me off the most all day.
Hey, where in the progression was right when he was standing over there all by himself? Where was he in the progression? Because you saw him at the last second and said, this is ice cream.
He's usually last, you know, on that particular play.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up being a little quicker than next. When I stepped up, I had a pretty good view of, you know, everything. So they dropped him, and, you know, Tim doesn't usually drop him. So that was a big play. That was pretty sweet.
It'll probably amuse you that's already been discussed and talked about and will all this week. The next Sunday in Green Bay might be a Super Bowl preview. How will Bill present this game to the team this week?
Yeah, I mean, we're so far from that. I mean, we got so many games. I mean, if we're lucky enough to make it there, you know, no one ever cares who we play or, you know, that's so far down the road. It's a, you know, we think about the one game that we have ahead of us, which is a good opponent. We got 9 wins. You know, we've done a good job, you know, getting ourselves to this position. And now you got to, you know, this is when the weather turns and the mental toughness, the discipline, you know, how much we've improved really comes into play. So we're playing one of the best teams in the league. This team plays, you know, better than, you know, they play like we do at home. They always play good. So we got our work cut out for us. They got a great offense. They got a great defense. They do a lot of things defensively that are, you know, a challenge for us. So they got a good rush. They got good coverage. They play the run well, and, you know, they can score a lot of points. So it's fun going to Lambeau. I've only been there once. I think I've been there for a preseason game, but only once in a regular season. Mm. And we won, which was great. So I'd love to get to 2-0.
Tom, I think I may have saved my stupid question of the week for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit NewEnglandCadillac.com for your exceptional offers. I think we all know what the green sticker is on the back of your helmet. It indicates the communication helmet. What's the blue sticker? And I didn't see anybody else with a blue sticker on their helmet. What is that?
Yeah, those were little decals with our the support the troops. The mine had an Air Force, Air Force little emblem on it. So it was pretty cool. We've all been wearing them the last few weeks, and we've had, you know, everyone has some different ones, and a lot of the guys who have had family in the military kind of peel them off, and I've been able to take mine off and give them to some of the guys, you know, after the game. So it was a good couple weeks, really honoring our servicemen and servicewomen, and it's a really cool thing the NFL's done, and to make them a part of our game yesterday in the pregame and to see him in the post game for all of us is really inspiring. So it's been a fun couple weeks. I'm glad we won and could give him something to cheer about.
Well, congratulations. Gets even bigger next week in Green Bay. Should be fun. We'll talk to you next week, Tom. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Tom Brady, our interview with